Sash number 20810, Reginald Burge, Reel 1.
Reg Burge, Reel 1, where were you born, please?
I was born in Bath, just outside of Bristol.
Which year was this?
1919.
Did your mother and father both come from Bath?
Did they come from Bath? No, I didn't. My mother's parents lived in Bath. Sadly, I got no record of my father.
And
because they got married during the First World War.
Did you have your schooling in Bath?
No, I left there when I was just a baby, and my parents moved to Bristol.
So you went to school in Bristol?
Oh yes, right till I left school. And I left school when I was 12 years old.
Which school did you go to?
Ratcliffe Boys School in Bristol.
Did you get a job on leaving school?
Yeah, I got a job with David Greggs. They were like a large firm of grocers in those days, like Sainsbury's might be today. And if you got a job, you could leave school when you were 12 years old because you had a job to go to. But you must get a letter from the firm, take to the headmaster, then you had to get your parents' permission as well. But in those days, of course, you're 12, every copper counted, didn't it? That was the thing.
Did you stay in that job or did you change jobs?
No, I stayed there at David Greggs till I was 16.
And then what did you
till do? I was 16. I then got the sack. I then got the sack because they had to start paying insurance stamps when you were 16. But then I got a job in a butcher shop just up the road from there. And that was a butcher shop. And I graduated in there until I finished up in the slaughterhouse. I was a slaughterman before the war.
Is that what you were doing when war broke out?
Yes, right up to Christmas 39-40.
Did you hear Chamberlain declare war on Germany?
Yeah. I was in Bristol then, and I was having my Sunday drink at the local pub with my brother. And then we heard somebody marching down the road, and that was the Gloucester Regiment, because I lived at the back of their barracks. And of course, they were marching off down the road towards Templemead Station, and they were going over to France. So I said, oh, they look smart, we'll join up. I joined up, my brother didn't. He left me, but I joined up in January 1940.
As a regular?
Well, on my demob papers, it says territorials.
Which unit did you join?
Well, I just went and joined up, then I wait for my calling up papers, and I wanted to go to the Gloucester Regiment, which was just where I lived. But they didn't. They sent me right down in Devon, Paignton, to join the Devonshire Regiment. So I was in the Devonshire Regiment all the way through the war.
Can you tell me about the training you had, please?
We got a railway permit to go to Paignton from Bristol, to Paignton. And there a sergeant met us on Paignton Station, and we marched up the road, which I thought honestly was about a mile. But when I took my wife back a couple of years ago, I made inquiries and that was 5 miles, and that was a holiday camp from the railway station. And funny enough, when we went back, they were just pulling it all down and building a big housing estate. I'd just done 6 weeks training there.
How did you get on with that training?
I didn't mind it. Mind that was a very, very bad winter, 39-40. Very, very bad. We were just these wooden huts. When you got up in the morning, your shoes were frozen to the floor. And oh dear, I thought, whatever I let myself in for. It's terrible. We got a tin plate for breakfast at the cookhouse, and you walk down the line, they slapped an egg on this tin plate, and that was frozen the time you got to the end. And you got a mess tin, they just, they said it was tea, but it was hot water. And that's how we joined up. Then they give us a uniform. Then, of course, there was this scare away in Dunkirk then, the beginning of 1940s, wasn't it? And they moved us then down, rushed us down to Eastbourne on the coast, because they thought there was going to be an invasion.
Were you in a battalion by then?
I was in the 4th Battalion, the Devonshire Regiment. They reformed that battalion. They had disbanded that one, but they did reorganise that again in 1940, the 4th Battalion.
What?
And then we were there, I don't quite know how long. While the scare was on, there might be an invasion from Germany across there when Dunkirk. And there's another rush job. They pack up, we're moving.
What, have you any memories of being at Eastbourne, the type of things you did?
Only guarding on the coast. That's just on the beach, you know, walking up the promenade, that sort of business, looking out for anybody who might land. It shouldn't be there. I can't quite remember how long we were there, not long. And then we were told we were moving again, pack up on the Lars, went to Southampton, and then we were put on a boat, a liner. I'm not sure whether it was the Athlone Castle or the Windsor Castle. It was one of those two. And there were civilians on there. And they loaded, we got on there, and we went off. And our next stop, 3 days later, was Gibraltar. We finished up in Gibraltar. And when we got off at Gibraltar, straight away, they put the civilians from Gibraltar on the liner. Gibraltarians, as we called them. And they took them off, and they went off down to Canada. Then I was in Gib, on and off then, for 3 years. 3 years.
What was that like in Gibraltar?
Can you switch that off?
Any memories of Gibraltar that we can record?
Well, we were in Gibraltar, as I say, for 3 years. On and off, but if we could volunteer for anything else, we did. That come up, they wanted volunteers for what they called inshore patrol. So my mate and myself, yeah, we'll go on for that. And what that was, we had to report to the chief dockyard in Gibraltar. And what that was, we go on the harbour tug with just a brain gun and our rifle each, 303. And we had to patrol up and down the Straits of Gibraltar looking for Italian submarines.
Do you see any?
One. We caught one. We did catch one. And that was on the surface, so we managed to catch that. But mind you, there was three of us soldiers on the tug, but the crew, like in the engine room and that, was Spaniards. So, I mean, there was just us three soldiers. So we caught that one, got him back through the harbour. That was one little episode of that. And another one we done, we went to in the space of 3 years, this is mine, went to Barcelona in Spain. They want somebody for escort duty, so we volunteer for that. We dress in civis, not in uniform, in civis. Went to Barcelona, and that was one of the soldiers from the ROC, when absent without leave, he done AWOL, as we call it. And the Spanish police, they caught him, picked him up, and he was in the jail in Barcelona. And we had to go and get him and bring him back to Gib, give him over to the military police. And I don't know what happened to him, because he didn't belong to our regiment. He was, I think he belonged to the 4th Battalion of the Black Watch, as a matter of fact. There, that
you
was.
Do you know why he went absent without leave?
Fed up. You're penned in on a rock, 3 miles long, thousands and thousands of troops. No, only civilians that were there were Spanish that worked in the dockyards, and nobody else, nothing else. I didn't even know what an ATS girl, a WAF, or a WREN was, because I never saw none. Not until I come back to England. We didn't have nothing over there, I can assure you.
How did you entertain yourselves then?
We made the most of it. We didn't want no entertainment. We work. If you go on Gibraltar at any time, and I suppose it's in the guidebooks, I don't know, but I can honestly tell you there's over 33 miles of tunnels in the Rock of Gibraltar. Up, down, crossways, whichever way you like. There's 33 miles of tunnels. And all the waste from that, we tipped out, and they made the big airfield down on North Front, which they still use now to this day. It's a big airfield there. And then another one we'd done there, because we were always trying to get off the rock. It would drive you mad. It was, they did want some volunteers to go back and report down to the dockyards. So down there we go. Reg, and because his name was Reg, as well as me, and I went to school with him. And we were both the same age. Went to school together, joined up together, both called Reg. And went to the dockyard again. And we had a report to the naval commander on the mole. Well, it was a dockyard out at sea. And we had a report to him, give us his letter. Report to him, and he said, "Do you know what you come for?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, we've got to take the torpedoes off the submarine there, which is alongside." Well, he said, "And put them on the mothership there, which was the Maidstone, which was the mothership of the submarines of the Mediterranean Fleet." So, well, that's different. So we do that. We got on all right with the submariners and that on that over there. And then they said, we'd done that for a couple of days, getting all this off. And we honestly thought we finished then, but we didn't. They started loading up 40-gallon drums of some or other. And when we asked one of them what it was, they said it was paraffin. So what do you want paraffin for on a submarine? Oh no, it ain't for on the submarine. We got to take that down to Malta. I said, well, we going down to Malta? Oh yeah, he said, you're going down to Malta. He said, you're not allowed off of this now. He said, until we get back. So we loaded all up with these 40-gallon drums of paraffin and sacks of mail. And cigarettes and matches. Now see, I was in the 4th Battalion Devonshire Regiment. On Malta was the 2nd Battalion Devonshire Regiment. So every week we were allowed 50 cigarettes and 2 boxes of matches. So we saved them up in the battalion to give to the 2nd Battalion in Malta. So we loaded all this up on this submarine, and then a couple of days, it was a firebomb. It really was. Anyway, we just slipped out of harbour one night, down the straits. I mean, that's 1,000 miles from Gibraltar, Malta. We get down there. You didn't know if you were up top or underneath the water or what. You were just going along. And then they stopped and, where are we then? Said, just outside Malta. Yeah, Malta. Oh. What happens now? Oh, we wait till it gets night time, dark. It gets dark, out it comes, so we start flashing the light. And that was the fishing boats come out from Malta. And if you ever see anybody unload a boat quick, you want to see them unload those 40-gallon drums of paraffin. They were on those fishing boats, the letters and that, and those and we were down on our way back to Malta. That was just one of, because that was during the siege.
Were you attacked on the way?
No, oh no. No, we were under the water all the way.
Oh, this was in a submarine?
We were in the submarine.
Which submarine was this?
I don't know. I can't. They didn't have names. Not during the war. Not during the war, they didn't.